This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, so Wayne's off tonight. My name is Lee Elsie. I fill in for Wayne when he takes a day or two off. He's actually at some great event. He'll be back tomorrow. I do get a chance to spend an hour with you on Thursday, so looking forward to that again. So a couple of friends of mine put together this amazing package. I want to share it with you. It's the National Medical Records Review. Now, you heard the doc earlier today talk a little bit about this, but let me just give you the number one more time, 800-254-8571, and the website is nationalmedicalreview.com. What they're doing is they're giving people a second opinion without having to go to the doctor. It's really kind of a neat idea. I don't think anybody anywhere does anything like it. So maybe you're bewildered on how to navigate the healthcare system, lost in a maze of healthcare. Who's not, right? I mean, I'm confused. Whenever they ask me for, you know, my card, if I go to the doctors or, you know, what kind of plan, I have no idea what kind of plan I am. First of all, I'm a guy, and guys don't know this stuff. But if you want a second opinion on a surgery or even something that just a visit to the doctors, it's real. They're making it really simple. And the best part is you don't have to pay anything until you get to a certain point. You kind of can feel your way through it. And if it's for you, you move forward. So it's really kind of neat. 20 years of experience. And I know these doctors. I know the doc that I talked to tonight. He is... It's just, he's all about the people, man. He's just always helping folks. He's going to Haiti all the time. But this group is great. So give him a call, 800-254-8571, 800-254-8571, or nationalmedicalreview.com. All right, a couple things. Somebody sent me this very cool email, and it has all these neat facts. And we got to get to Bill O'Reilly in a second, so we'll do that. But just real quick, there's a couple things that I thought was pretty interesting. I don't know, maybe you've heard some of this stuff, but we all know the Liberty Bell. On the Liberty Bell, Pennsylvania is misspelled, which I find pretty funny. But more people live in New York City than in 40 of the 50 states. That is why you cannot have... you can't change the way we vote. You cannot do it. Otherwise, New York and L.A. would decide what this country is all about, and nobody wants that. All right, listen, before we go any further, so Bill O'Reilly is one of the biggest superstars in the world of not only television but radio, and I believe it's three times a week, Wayne sits down with him, and Wayne sat down with Bill O'Reilly today, and here's what they talked about.
Wayne Allen Root with Bill O'Reilly. We've got him every Monday and Wednesday, and his talking points on Tuesday. What a great way to open up my show. Great to have him with us. 16 years in a row, number one on cable TV. It's an honor, always, to have Bill O'Reilly. Hey, Bill, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for having me back.
All right, so let's hear your opinion. You and I don't always agree, but we're probably about 95%. How do you think Trump's doing right now with that tweet and the rebuke in the United States House and all the controversy it's created? And yet, I did say on my show, I predicted it would work out just fine for him because I know that I have no problem with what he said. If he meant it towards black people, I got a big problem. If he meant everybody of color, go back to your country, I got a big problem. That's not what he meant. He meant go back to your socialist nation if you don't like America. What's wrong with that? Love it or leave it. I don't have any problem with that.
All right, there's a bunch of different things in play. The first thing is that the story has not been reported accurately. What a shock, right?
Of course.
All the media wants to do is make it a racist story. It's not really a racist story, although I do think the president made a mistake in personalizing the story to the four congresswomen involved. I think he probably would have been more effective for his reelection if he just said, look, these women are harming the country because their discourse is dishonest. When you say there's a concentration camp on the southern border, that's a lie. That's not true. If he had kept it in the fact-based rather than the, well, why don't you go back and check out Somalia, and when you solve that problem, you come back and tell us what to do here. It's kind of sarcastic, I understand, but I'm not sure that it advances his reelection chances. However, because of the massive blow-up in the media of the story, I believe, and Wayne, I could be wrong. Ooh, that gives me chills when I say that. There'll be a backlash in favor of President Trump. First poll shows that Republican support for the president is rising. Okay.
Went up.
I think Americans, independent, conservative, traditional, not the left, have had enough of the racist business. All right? They understand that it's used to injure and it's based on nothing but politics. So it's hard for me to believe that if there were four radical congresswomen who were white, that President Trump wouldn't have demeaned them. He would have. So the people of color business, all right, is basically a mechanism right out of the Saul Alinsky playbook, Rules for Radicals, to diminish somebody you want to harm. So I think that's what's going on here. We'll see if the backlash does help. President Trump is giving a big speech in North Carolina. I do believe he'll address it tonight. His donations to the Trump reelection campaign way up. He'll probably raise $1 billion, Wayne. That is a record, and that's probably what will happen.
Yeah, I mean, I wish you'd do what I do on my show. Anytime I have a statement against somebody who happens to be of color, I say, and by the way, do you understand I'm Jewish? And if the person was white and Jewish, I'd say the exact same thing. I'd say, go back to Israel if you don't like America, if you hate America, if you want to put America down. If he had said it that way in the next tweet, connected to the first tweet, he'd be fine right now. I just wish he'd add that P.S. What do you think about using that as a disclaimer?
Well, I think President Trump wants to be provocative. I don't think he minds all this. He wants to basically tell the people that support him, hey, look, I'm not going to take any you-know-what from these four. All right, I'm not taking any. I'm not taking this. Just like he's not going to take it from the Chinese. He's not going to take it from the Iranians. This is how he feels he's going to be reelected. So I don't think President Trump is looking to modify his tweets at all.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you. I get it. And that's his theory in life. You know, he loves to stir the pot. What do they say about Reggie Jackson?
When you read the United States of Trump, and I hope everybody will, it comes out the 24th of September, you will understand exactly how President Trump sees America and exactly why he behaves the way he does. Now, some of it's emotional, and he makes mistakes in that area. And I point them out. But in order to understand what he does, you've got to know him. And most Americans don't, but they will after reading this book.
All right, I smell a number one New York Times bestseller. No question about that. Another big one.
I hope so.
From Bill O'Reilly. By the way, just to let you know my background, I always say Jewish, but forget that. Working class. I'm a son of a butcher. My dad was a butcher. And I could picture my dad right now in heaven looking down and going, yeah, tell them to go to hell and tell them to go back to their country. I think Trump never uses facts. He uses emotions. And he got all the butchers, bakers, and candlestick makers born in America riled up and loving Trump and hating socialists who hate this country. I think it's a brilliant move. I just would have had that little disclaimer at the end. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, let's talk about Democrats because they're so radical.
Okay. One more point. It does detract from running the country, though.
Sure.
So, I agree with you that a lot of people saying, yeah, let's have more of it. But is that really good for the country? Go ahead.
Got it. And it detracts from the real message, which is, man, did I create a good economy for you guys? If you just stick with that, he'd probably be just fine. I mean, that's the message. But Democrats won't even condemn violent Antifa attacks like the one on the ICE facility over the weekend. It's kind of crazy that you can't just say, I condemn terrorism. I mean, those few words are so simple, Bill. Why can't they say, hey, I'm who I am. I'm a Democrat. I'm a progressive. But I do condemn violent terrorism by Antifa. Wouldn't that be simple?
Yeah, but they don't believe it, Wayne. They want harm to come right to ICE agents and the organization. They do. I mean, these are radical people. These are serious anti-American people here. I mean, they're not forgiving anything. They feel that ICE and Trump and basically society in general, white society, has to be punished, should be punished. So that's why they're not going to condemn Antifa.
And there you have it. That's why Trump responds the way he does, and then the media only covers his half and doesn't mention the incredible, wacko, radical, extreme stuff coming from the other half, right? That's
true.
The dichotomy right there. Our side, right. They cover our side when we say something that...
Yeah, if you go to BillO'Reilly.com tonight, I'm going to methodically give you why Trump did what he did. I'm going to give you the setup, which the media totally has ignored. But you're absolutely right. You're never going to get fair coverage. You're always going to get Trump's this, Trump's that. Never what's going on the other side.
All right, we love him. So does America. BillO'Reilly.com is the place to go. We give you a little taste and a little tease on the Wayne Allred Show, but the reality is it's all at BillO'Reilly.com. I enjoy it. The rest of you should go there as well. Bill, thanks for checking in.
Okay, talk soon, Wayne.
Uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255.
Follow the tracks for
now,
me, man.
Back to Wade Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wade Allyn Root's got the night off. He'll be back tomorrow, second hour of the program, again with a bunch of stories. I know he's got a bunch of stuff going on. So if you want to call in, 833-927-8255. Those of you who like to spell things out, it's 833-WAR-TALK. So let's grab a couple of calls. We'll go to James in Connecticut. The revolution starts now.
It is. Hi, Lee.
Good. Hi, James.
What you've been talking about all so far on this show is the revolution has started. The people that want to tear down this country and replace it with a new form of government are getting their way. Interestingly, as Bill O'Reilly mentioned Saul Alinsky's name and all, it's all in his book, Rules for Radicals. If you read that book, you can see each step that's progressing right now. What we've accomplished so far is that Alinsky says you get people to follow you on a cause that most people agree to, global warming, and you get the people to follow you, then you lead them to what you want them to accomplish, and we're moving into that stage right now. Storming the Area 15, they're tearing down the flag and putting up another flag, crossing no borders, as a matter of fact. They're all intended to bring us to their goal of socialism. And one of the important steps along that way is to defeat the enforcement agencies, the police and ICE and so on. And Alinsky says because they're defenders of the status quo. So our life as we have known it, think about that. The laws are to protect our lives
right.
the way it has been. And they have to tear those agencies down so they can build new laws or new rules.
James, it's a disgrace that anyone takes shots at ICE. Anyone condemns what those men and women do for ICE. And that goes, you know, double, triple for the police and the military. But the idea that AOC and the rest of that crew, the four horsewomen of the apocalypse, they take shots at ICE for what essentially they're doing their jobs and keeping the rest of us safe. It's just, it's reprehensible.
Well, it's not just those four. Right now, they're getting people to all back up, you know, to back up this movement now
right.
with ICE on Sunday. People are hiding people. They're giving them rules
yep.
how to defeat ICE.
Wait
a minute. Stop and think about it for a minute, Lee. Those people are working against the government of the United States.
That's correct. You're right.
Protecting the illegal aliens.
You're right. They're traitors. I believe Omar is evil to the core, absolutely 100%. AOC, maybe I don't take as serious as maybe other people do, but Ilhan Omar is an evil, evil woman.
Well, the thing that scares me is now that the revolution has begun, and it has begun, we're in the early stages of it, civil war can't be too far behind. And as soon as the people on their side to defend, you know, the patriots, as they call themselves and so on,
yeah.
when they get enraged enough, there's going to be confrontations, and one will blow up at one point, and it'll begin.
Well, James, the only way I see a civil war like what you're talking about again, it would have to be just an incredible explosive event where Antifa, let's say, were to square off against a bunch of patriots and it would spill out. I just don't know if we're ever going to get to that point like we got in slavery where brothers are killing brothers.
Okay, well, let me give you an example of what could happen. I'm not going to say it's going to, and I have faith in at least the way our government is up till now.
Right.
What started our Revolutionary War was in the Battle of Concord. They don't know who fired that first shot. So when you have Antifa and you have a group of patriots standing off against each other,
right.
the instigator, the third one, the igniter, is going to do something to start it going, and then it takes over on its own.
No, I understand what you're saying, but like what you're describing would end up spilling out into a civil war. I don't know if brothers are going to kill brothers over politics. They did it over slavery, but would they do it over politics?
Well, it's getting to be pretty intense, isn't it?
Oh, no question about it. Jimmy, great call, buddy. Thank you for calling in our home state of Connecticut. Appreciate it, as always, chatting with all you guys from Connecticut who listen every day on our WJJF signal, which is always fantastic, and it's been great to have Wayne as part of this. And, you know, this whole station has leaped forward, the whole cluster, because he's on five stations now along with me in Connecticut, so it's kind of neat to be covering the entire state with our radio, our terrestrial signal, which doesn't happen a lot in other places. Everyone's got this signal covered on the internet with the apps and all that, but to actually have the terrestrial radio coverage here in the state of Connecticut is pretty wild, man. All right, listen, we got to get through the bottom of the hour. We'll do that. We'll come back. I got a little audio I want to play from Mika Persinski. That's Chris's favorite girl in the whole world. So we'll do that coming up after the bottom of the hour. Keep it here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
War Now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More troops are headed to the U.S.-Mexico border. The Pentagon announced on Wednesday that they have approved a request to deploy 2,100 troops to support President Trump's immigration crackdown. 1,000 will come from the Texas National Guard, and the rest will be active duty troops. Wednesday on Capitol Hill, lawmakers are sounding more alarms about the explosion of illegal robocalls.
So far this year, scammers are on pace to generate more than $58 billion unwanted illegal robocalls.
During an open Senate hearing, Maine Republican Susan Collins says senior citizens are especially vulnerable to phone scams from robocalls. Collins also says that many of the robocalls originate overseas but have U.S. phone numbers. President Trump is delivering remarks at one of his Make America Great Again rallies, this one taking place in Greenville, North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, we are back. Once again, this is the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root, and he is busy tonight. He'll be back tomorrow night. It's always a pleasure to fill in on this great network, and I appreciate all Chris does behind the scenes, making it all go across the country, Vegas, Minneapolis, St. Louis, Oklahoma City, Dallas, Texas, and out there in Long Island and Connecticut, everywhere in between. Welcome. If you guys want to call in, you can. The number's easy, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-9. 278255. So I was, you know, looking through all kinds of stuff, which is what I do every day. You watch different shows, you listen to different talking heads, you go through different internet sites. And I'm on in the morning, so I can't watch Mika and Joe live. Not that I would, unless somebody had me held hostage. But I did run across something that Mika and Joe were talking about, and it had to do with Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump. And I just want to spend a couple minutes on this. And if Chris could hit that audio for me, that'd be great.
By sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, while he was on work release as part of his 2007 plea deal. So that sweetheart deal had him offending again. A lawyer representing Epstein accusers said yesterday that the wealthy financier who was allowed to have visitors while he was supposed to be working during the 13-month sentence, right, took advantage of the arrangement to engage in improper sexual contact, but added that the new accusers may not have been minors.
Okay, now, taking that out of context, right? Okay, so it's Mika giving a very stern voice on how she feels about Jeffrey Epstein. And the fact that she was scolding all of us because Jeffrey Epstein got an easy deal. And I'm listening to this, you know, on a replay. I'm watching the video online, and I'm thinking to myself, yes, I agree with you. We give away way too many easy sentences. And the person or people involved in getting Epstein off should be fired. And the one that actually was at the center of it, he stepped down. So it's interesting to me how the left always wants to champion these social programs. Give somebody a second chance. Give somebody a third chance. Give somebody a fifth chance or a sixth chance. Well, guess what? I'm on board. And so are most other conservatives out there. I don't want to see a pedophile, a sexual deviant, get out of prison early. I want to see somebody who rapes a child or molests a child to die in prison. I don't want them to get out. I don't want them to go to some halfway house and do it again and again and again. So Mika, with her very stern, serious, somber tone, lecturing me. She doesn't have to lecture me. You're right on this one. You're 100% right. You inferred to me that he got off easy, and he did. He should have been locked away for good the first time. He's going to get locked away for good this time. But a bunch of women had to pay in the meantime. So the hypocrisy of the left, I swear to God, I think that people who live in that world and believe the same sort of ideals that the left sort of latches onto, I swear to you, I think that they don't hear themselves talk and they forget what they said like the day before yesterday. They have, you know, complete short-term and long-term memory loss. It's amazing to me. So they're going to lecture me on this whole idea that he got out of a prison early. Yes, he did. And so do countless others. I don't want that. I mean, I'm on board for certainly chemical castration at the least in these kinds of cases. But send these SOBs to prison for good. And send them into general population. See how long they last. You want to put the fear of God in people? Do that. So, Mika, I thank you. Because this is one of the few times I agree with you. Now, you were going at this for a whole different reason. You were going at it from a political angle. You were trying to damage the president and damage the administration and then damage the person who let Epstein go. Now, fine, I get it. I understand. It's all about politics. I understand how that works. But in this case, most people out there, most conservative people out there should demand that people who get arrested for these kinds of crimes go to prison. There should be a minimum mandatory for this kind of stuff. And just in case you were wondering, prosecutors revealed on Monday that a safe in Jeffrey Epstein's mansion, a Manhattan mansion, contained piles of cash, diamonds, passports, Epstein's picture, false names listed, all kinds of different stuff. I wonder what piles of cash are to a billionaire. Like, what do you think a pile of cash is if you're a billionaire? Do you know how much money a billionaire has? So for me, a pile of cash is like 420s. But for a billionaire, what's a billionaire's pile of cash? I mean, is it literally like a wheelbarrow filled with money? Making myself laugh. So, in other words, if Epstein was trying to get away, I mean, was he going to go out the front door of his Manhattan mansion with a wheelbarrow up until the chauffeured limousine off to his jet? Where are you going to carry your piles of cash? Oh, man. I don't know. Sorry. I know it's not a funny story. And by the way, just a side note. So later on in that Mika scolding that we all got, they played video from a party where Donald Trump was dancing. There was a, I don't know where it was, but there was a party. I think it was down in Mar-a-Lago. And it was a long time ago. It was like 15 or 20 years ago, something like that. And Trump was much younger. He's skinnier. And he was out on the dance floor, literally dancing with like seven women. I think there were seven cheerleaders. I want to say they were cheerleaders. I think there were either, I don't know if they were the Detroit Lion cheerleaders. There were an entire cheerleading team who were visiting him down in Mar-a-Lago, like I said. And he was dancing with one in particular, but he was really dancing with like seven or eight of them. And then Epstein came in with a couple of creepy-looking dudes. And they, you know, had these conversations like men do. They talk like men do off to the side. And they were kind of, Mika was trying to read lips. Oh, it looks like he said this here, and maybe he said this here. And then they doubled over in laughter. And then Trump said, oh, man, she's hot. Well, listen, at that point in time, Trump was probably 50, right? Or 50-ish. And, you know, another guy with piles of money. And he was having a party at his location with a bunch of girls who were all over him. What was he supposed to do? Stand in the corner and face in the other direction? What do you think men do when women dance? Do you guys have any idea what we do when you guys are out there dancing on the dance floor? Yeah, we watch. And, you know, sometimes we comment. And sometimes we say stupid stuff, especially when there's a ton of alcohol involved. I'm just saying. I don't know. You know, they reach so far for some of this garbage. I don't understand how a middle America or American general puts up with this. Okay, so Trump was dancing with a bunch of cheerleaders 20 years ago. Epstein came to the party. They had a laugh. And, you know, Epstein's a piece of, by the way, Epstein's a piece of garbage. Okay? And if Trump knew that Epstein was molesting girls at any point in time, and he didn't cut him loose, shame on him. Now, I don't know whether he knew at this point in time how bad it was. I have no idea, right? But if they're having a conversation, cameras are rolling, and they're yucking it up with a bunch of women dancing on the dance floor, I don't really know what the issue is with that. That's what guys do. Guys are dopey. They're stupid. I mean, just ask my wife. She'll tell you. Number is 833-927-8255. 833-WAR-TALK. If you want to weigh in on this or anything else, we can do that. By the way, to change gears completely, in my own hometown, right, here in Connecticut. So there's an alligator that they caught in Chicago, right, called Chance the Snapper, I guess. He was the sensation of Chicago for a week. They nabbed him overnight on Monday. He's not as big as I think they thought he was originally, but they caught him finally. So it was probably, you know, some dope let the alligator go, whether he let him. It had to be this year because these things can't live when it's really, really cold. They do have one mechanism. They can bury themselves and sort of hibernate. So maybe he did that. The reason why I bring it up is here in my, you know, podunk hometown, well, not my hometown, but where my adopted hometown where I live, there was a report this morning that there was a one-foot alligator in a local pond. So, I mean, are you people just, where do you pick up an alligator? Like, where do you get one? And then what, when it gets to a certain, you know, size, you just let it go? Just kind of toss it in the pond? Good luck? Adios, amigos? And then what do you do when you have an alligator? Unless you're a drug, you know, kingpin, what's the reason that you would have an alligator? Why would you have one? I mean, if you were a drug kingpin and you were, you know, wanting to scare people, sure, alligators would work fine. Lions, that'd be great. Somebody comes in, right, they owe you a few bucks. You know, you got an alligator on the chain. I mean, that's a home run. But if you're like an accountant, you know, working at an insurance firm, and you've got an alligator, what are you doing with that? Right? Are you scaring your neighbor? I don't understand that. I know I'm being sarcastic, but don't get these exotic animals. Let them go. It's not fair. Poor animals end up dying. I mean, I just can only imagine what we've done to destroy all these different species around the globe. All right, we got one final segment left. Man, it goes like a blink, I'll tell you that. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root. My email address, if you'd like to reach out, is leeelsieradio@gmail.com. We got some time to take a couple more calls. If you'd like, 833-WAR-TALK. Again, we'll take a break. You're listening to Raw and Unfiltered on the USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast. If that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Alaroot. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Again, you can always call in. You still have time if you'd like. Our number is 833-927-8255. I think I'm getting a text. Are you getting a text? I'm getting a text. You're getting a text. Wayne Allen Root on stage right now.
Yeah, I just got it.
You getting that?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I have to post this up.
It's pretty good. Hey, Lee, between you, I, and the wall,
yeah.
The president, much bigger crap.
What's that? You broke up on that.
I said the president.
You're still breaking up, but that's all right. Something about the president. The president's still talking. I know that. Oh. Well, I don't know if Chris was on the air then. He just said the president has a bigger crowd. I've been doing the show tonight, obviously, for 3 hours. And I don't know when President Trump went on first. I don't know if it was it 8 o'clock? Or if it was 8 o'clock, okay, it's not so bad. But he went at 7 o'clock Eastern time. So the president has been talking nonstop for 1 hour and 53 minutes. I do this for a living. I couldn't do that. I mean, it's incredible. This guy is... his stamina, his energy, his appeal, I guess. His Hollywood in him, I guess, is incredible. So he's out there... I don't know what he's talking about, but... It's good stuff. It's really good stuff. Anyway, I'm just looking at Wayne's tweet today. It's pretty funny. I'll have to post that. All right, so we only have a few minutes left. So rather than get into anything that would we run out of time, let me just share some. I like to go through some of these funny stories every once in a while to take a break from politics. Every once in a while, you got to take a break from politics. I know you all love it. I know they're all everybody's a political junkie. So am I. But for God's sake, there are things going on in the world sometimes that make you laugh, right? This is one. So this guy, how about this one? A 66-year-old guy, a high-ranking government official in Iowa. He had to resign. Okay, so what do you think? Sex scandal, taking money out of the till, corruption, contracts with illegal construction people. No. None of that is true. The 66-year-old high-ranking government official had to resign because of his, I can't even say it, it's so funny, his obsession, listen closely, with Tupac. He liked to play the music in the office. He'd send out emails to the tune of 4,300 emails to all of the employees telling them to commemorate Tupac's birthday. He would send them mass emails with Tupac music. I like Tupac, right? I think he was a genius, and I'm not even a rap fan. And he was a great actor, and I am an actor. But can you imagine being a high-ranking official, like a guy who's suit and tie every day? It's like that episode of Friends when the doctor was loved Fonzie. It's the same idea. It reminds me of the same thing. So, I mean, did every one of his conversations, did they sort of wind up about Tupac? some things make me laugh because I just think, that, you know, the rest of the people in that office, like every time they got an email from this guy, they had the furrowed brow and like, man, what is this going to be? And it's probably another video of Tupac. Sorry. Let's see. All right. You're making your backyard mosquito problem worse. If you have a bird bath, empty that water. Mosquitoes end up getting in there and breeding. Your gutters are clogged. That's where mosquitoes can breed as well. Empty out the kiddie pool, etc. And don't leave any. Don't leave. The bottom line is, if you don't want mosquitoes, don't leave any place of water around. You know what I have near my house all like crazy? Like, I don't know why, and I'd like to get to the root of it. And I think I've talked about this before. I have horse flies, and I don't know why, but they are vicious. They start to attack the truck when I'm pulling into my driveway. I'm not making that up. They go after the mirror of the truck, and that you get bombarded with the horse flies. It's crazy. You know what frisson is? Frisson is a term when good music affects you so much it gives you goosebumps. So Tupac used to give that guy, I guess, frisson. The population of Washington, D.C. jumps 79% every day when people commute in. Boston has the second biggest daily jump at 40%. And Houston, down by where kind of where Chris is, jumps 28%. Abraham Lincoln's son Robert, this is weird, wasn't at the theater when his dad was assassinated in 1865, but he was there when two other presidents were killed. He was with James Garfield at a train station in Washington, D.C. when he was assassinated in 1881, and in the same building in New York when William McKinley was assassinated in 1901, which is very, very strange. And as I said to you earlier, Pennsylvania is misspelled on the Liberty Bell. It only has one of the two first N's. So it's, yeah, it's not, there's only one N. All right. So I'm just getting a text from Wayne. He said his speech was titled Green Lives Matter. Man. All right. Well, listen. I'm done. I had a blast 3 hours. Chris, thank you for all you do. And again, I'll be back actually for an hour tomorrow night. And we'll have some fun tomorrow night between, 6 and 7 on the East Coast and 3 and 4 on the West Coast. Wayne will be back his normal time. So listen, enjoy this Wednesday. Trump is still talking. So he is like Cal Ripken. He never stops. Lou Gehrig. All right, I got to go. You guys have a wonderful night. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered. We'll see you.
What would would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.